This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, September 13th. While a bearish USDA report hits the corn market hard on Wednesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We saw the production jump from 4.526 to 14.827. That's a pretty big increase, especially this late in the game. You know, as you go longer in the year, the propensity for a bigger surprise gets less and less and less because you'd think we get to know more about the crop going forward. But today was kind of a shocker, so corn ended up finishing down about 14 cents in the day, which is a decent move lower, especially as we've gone lower, right? The propensity to go lower or have short, sharp moves lower is less the lower you go. So I would say today was an exaggerated day to the downside, considering where the corn price is trading already.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 12 at 478.5. September corn was down 13 and 3 quarters at 341 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 16, ranging from 606 and 3 quarters to 616 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 10 and a quarter, ranging from 650 to 655. Live cattle for October were up 217.5 at 111.60. September feeder cattle were up 250 at 154.67.5. And September Class 3 milk was up a nickel at 16.16.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.